Thank you, Chair. Sweden aligns itself with the statement just made on behalf of the European Union. I'd also like to congratulate you, Mr. Chair, and Italy on assuming the chairmanship of this conference. Please rest assured that my delegation will do everything it can to support you in your work and also subsequent chairs during this CD year. I also want to congratulate you on today's adoption of the agenda. And we look forward to taking a subsequent decision, which, in accordance with what was discussed and agreed upon last summer, establishes the subsidiary working groups for the CD, appoints their identified chairman, and sets their substantive work program for the coming year, thus in effect enabling the conference to continue and build on the work that was already started by the groups last year. We hope that this decision can be taken swiftly, so that we can use all the time in the respective subsidiary bodies to focus on the subject matters rather than spending time on procedural issues. Mr. Chairman, in the CD, it's well known that Sweden, like many others, would like to see negotiations restart. And our first priority is, as we share with many others, a fissile material control treaty. More broadly, in the field of disarmament and arms control, Sweden's overall priorities going forward will include encouraging cross-regional cooperation, not least in the Stockholm Initiative, in support of more progress and commitments in the field of nuclear disarmament. Similarly, we will support efforts that focus on risk reduction and increase transparency and accountability. And finally, I would like to emphasize the important work that we will be engaged in soon when it comes to laws and the open-ended working group on space. But coming back to the issue at hand today, Sweden looks forward to quick decision on the subsidiary bodies, contributing to a positive start of this year, 2025. I thank you, Chair.